We are playing Link 3 today. So I play you a song each hour just after the news. And then when you work out what the theme is, what links all those songs, you send me a text and win Dusty in Memphis. And if you don't know this album, it's a cracker. We have the 50th anniversary edition, which has been remastered, whatever that means, at half speed at Abbey Road Studios in London. And you also get a download card with this one, which I was just chatting to my colleague Jeremy last night about this. He was saying he reckons when you buy a hard copy book, you should get a download so you can read it on your Kindle if you want to, which I thought sounded pretty fair. Anyway, so this is obviously the same idea, that you've got the vinyl, but you can also download it and listen to it on your digital device. It's the fifth studio album by Dusty Springfield, recorded, as you would guess, in Memphis, and released on 18th of January 1969, and it didn't sell very well, and it didn't even get very good reviews, and that's despite it featuring probably her best-known song. This is Son of a Preacher Man.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Pastor Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Lord, oh, he was.
Yes, he was.
The songs were short back in 1969. That's Son of a Preacher Man from Dusty Springfield's. We're listening to the 50th anniversary edition. We're not really. We're listening to the same old edition, but it's the 50th anniversary edition that we're giving away today on Link 3. And as I said, it sold poorly on its first release, but has since become very highly regarded. One music critic called it the all-time rock era torch record. Not quite sure what he means by that. I guess it, like, holds the torch for the rock era. It was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame and turns up on all sorts of best ever guides. Dusty Springfield and Dusty in Memphis, and she had a lot of good songwriting collaborators on this album as well, including Randy Newman, who we were discussing earlier in the week. This is another track from her called Just a Little Lovin'.
Just a little loving early in the morning beats a cup of coffee for starting off the day. Just a little loving when the world is yawning makes you wake up feeling good things are coming your way. just a little love early in the morning. That little extra something to kind of see them through. Nothing turns the day on, really gets it done. Some loving someone like you.
RNZ National, just a little lovin'. They're quite racy, some of these lyrics. Dusty in Memphis, that one was written by Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, who did all sorts for decades, actually. They wrote You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling. They wrote We Gotta Get Out of This Place, Somewhere Out There, from one of those big movies. And Sometimes When We Touch as well. But that one's called Just a Little Lovin', and one on a similar topic now. Later covered by UB40 with Chrissy Hynde. This is Breakfast in Bed.
You've been crying, your face is a mess. Come in, baby, you can dry the tears on my dress. She's hurt you again, I can tell. Oh, I know that look so well. Don't be shy, you've been here before. Pull your shoes up.
Greats. Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls has also done a version of that song. Someone has let me know. That's from the soundtrack of 51st Dates. But Dusty Springfield was the original. That's Breakfast in Bed from Dusty in Memphis. We're going to play a Randy Newman track now. And on Tuesday, he's coming to New Zealand. On Tuesday, we played some of his original music written by him and sung by him. But now we're going to do one of the ones that he contributed to this album. This album, by the way, which was recorded in some pretty famous studios, says one of my listeners, it's also the same place that Elvis recorded his post-68 comeback special with songs like Suspicious Minds and In the Ghetto. Neil Diamond recorded Sweet Caroline there, among many other songs. And it was just that sort of place. Apparently, during these sessions in November 68, Dusty Springfield ran into the head of Atlantic Records and she said, oh, my mate's in a band, you should sign them up to Atlantic. Well, her mate was John Paul Jones, the bass player for Led Zeppelin, and without ever seeing Led Zepp, and largely on Dusty Springfield's advice, this guy signed them up to a deal of $200,000, which at the time was the biggest deal of its kind for a new band. So it's a good place to be in the hallways and making connections. Time for one more, and let's go to this Randy Newman track now, sung by Dusty Springfield, It's Just One Smile.
Can I cry a little bit? There's nobody to notice it. Can I cry if I want to? No one cares. Why can't I pretend that you love me again? All I had has been taken from me. Some way you could see what's in my heart. Oh, baby, I don't ask for much. A look, a smile, a touch. Try to forget. Lord knows I'm trying so hard to forget.
RNZ National, Just One Smile from Dusty Springfield.